Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK. TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on.
And today at ALDS Inspire Bad Choice Friday, who knew? I don't know if you heard, there's baseball going on in town.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's go.
So it was a battle of Detroit against Seattle, representing the place in Detroit, Michigan. It's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Tears of a Clown taking on, representing your Seattle Mariners, Macklemore and Thrift Shop, Mike. How was the voting?
You know how the voting was, Miles. It is time. The boys are at home. It's time to get it done on a Bad Choice Friday. Macklemore, let's go, man!
Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW Seattle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmy.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert.
That guy.
Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Larry?
It is right there. The title of these guys have talented teams of writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The lead singer of Kiss.
Kiss.
I know. It's hard not to say it though. The lead singer of Kiss, Gene Simmons, was in a car accident this week after apparently fainting while driving. After a hospital stay, Gene is okay and recovering at home. Also now on sale, official Kiss hospital gowns.
Ooh, man, I could be in heaven.
I could be Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
Yes. Damn it.
I mean, like I said, that could be anybody.
You know he's thinking about it right now.
I'm kind of the lead singer. Oh, no, I've crashed. You know, he's crashed like more than once.
You got any odd nurses to bring in here?
Yes, Jesus.
76.
Jesus.
According to a new study, nearly half of engaged couples considered eloping after adding up their wedding expense. Mm-hmm. While speaking for potential wedding guests, do it. No one wants to spend another Saturday morning trying to get a hotel iron to work.
Seth Meyers.
Colbert.
Seth Meyers.
According to a new survey, nearly half of engaged couples said that they considered eloping after adding up their wedding expenses. While speaking for your potential wedding guests, do it. Nobody wants to spend another Saturday morning trying to get a hotel iron to work.
What's the rule on that? You do it like a destination wedding.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, do you have to go?
No, if you're doing it, like, it's too expensive, man. Right. Sorry.
I still contend if I ever
do need to RSVP, though. Let them know quickly if you can.
Have my friends are a destination wedding, just based on where they live.
Yeah, no. Correct.
Yeah.
I'd have to invite too many people. If I ever do it,
yeah.
Quick and easy.
Ahead of time.
Yeah. Weddings should be like whacking somebody. Quick, easy, efficient.
Just like whacking
the
somebody.
Dead man.
Treated like murder.
I've never tried that. I kick the tires on that.
I heard authorities in the United Kingdom busted a gang suspected of stealing 40,000 phones. They got caught when one of the guys responded to a text, 40,000 new phones, who dis?
Seth.
Say Fallon.
That's Fallon.
Well, this is why I heard that authorities in the UK busted a gang suspected of stealing 40,000 phones.
Ooh.
They got caught when one of the guys responded to a text, 40,000 new phones, who dis?
That's just stupid enough to be a Fallon.
I know. His are usually, The National Book Award finalists were announced this week and include a novel that takes place in a room between life and death. So I'm guessing Florida?
Seth.
That's Seth.
The National Book Award finalists were announced this week and include a novel that takes place in a room between life and death. So I'm guessing Florida?
You know what? Earlier this week, just yesterday, right? We had a poll question about work in retail or bars or this and that. It's kind of interesting. Here's a list of some of the best and worst celebrity tippers.
Okay.
Does anybody have anybody that comes to mind?
I would think that the people that get good raps and bad raps, I think tips would go right along with that. So like a James Corden, I don't think he tips well.
Well, probably. I know people who have worked places where famous people have come in.
Yeah.
And they've talked more about just the fact that they were there. I was at a bar in Fremont, all right, not too long ago.
Yes, you were.
And I walked in, and the Jonas Brothers were there.
Yes, they were.
Okay. Yeah. No one ever mentioned if they tipped well. They were just so excited that they were there.
That means they tipped well.
That means they tipped well.
Okay, there you go.
So, Miles, who's the most famous bad tipper? He's got a nickname.
Oh, no Pippin Tippin. Scotty Pippin.
No Tippin Pippin.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll start with the bad list. This guy says he did not leave a tip at the moment. I came up with the nickname No Tippin Pippin.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard he's kind of a D-bag, no matter what the circumstance.
There used to be a guy, I can't remember his name, but he did like overnights on ESPN radio, right? So when I worked at the liquor store or bartended, I would listen to this guy, and once a week he did a segment on this. Was it Tipped or Gypped?
Right.
And people would call in. But I can't tell you how many times people called in and were like, yeah, I had Scottie Pippen too. He just doesn't tip.
And the other Michael Jordan used to go and drive to those places because he frequented them as well.
So that was the rumors that Jordan, when he would show up, would be like, hey, this is for Scottie since he doesn't tip.
So not going to lie, though, I would prefer somebody who doesn't tip versus a bad tipper. You know what I mean? I would rather
because it's less insulting.
Correct.
Somehow.
Scottie Pippen does not tip, so therefore, if he's in my bar, if he's in my restaurant, whatever, I know I'm not getting a tip from that guy. Okay, I'm still going to serve him the same way that I would. I just now have zero expectations. Whereas if
you
Miles
get three
comes
bucks,
in,
if you get $3 from him, you're going to be like, dude, that's
a $5,000 bill.
That's a kick in the
right. Yeah.
Well, isn't that like the thing, right? Like, because I'm with you, right? It's like, wasn't that in Waiting? The guy throws the coins at him.
Yes.
It's like, come on, dude.
You need this more than I do, clearly.
This one shouldn't shock me. These are bad tippers. Jennifer Lopez. She's eating at my restaurant.
Yeah.
And all of the servers who waited all her said the same thing. She's rude, entitled, doesn't tip a penny.
Yeah.
Now, this one kind of shocked me. Tina Fey. She was demanding, smoked a cigarette outside at the outdoor table after being asked to stop, and left less than 10%.
I'm not going to lie to you. I like Tina Fey. I think she's hilarious.
Me too.
What she does. However, I'm not shocked that she doesn't tip.
I'm kind of shocked that she's a smoker.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No, I am. I mean, just...
Here's two more that kind of shocked me, because I like both these guys, especially the second one, but Dave Chappelle and Danny DeVito.
I would not think Chappelle would tip.
That he doesn't shock me so much, but DeVito kind of.
Right. Yeah.
He's been in the game so long.
Well, it's because you didn't get his booster chair.
Miles. Didn't even ask.
And a bib. Where's my bib? Where's my bib?
Yeah.
What is that juice going to run down, you know?
Yeah. I will. I know. And it's tough. Right? Like, I almost always tip. The only time I'm not going to tip or leave a poor tip is just if you're just, the service is just that bad. Right?
Yeah, that's all.
You know?
That's it. And a lot of people, why should I have to tip? Well, it's not that you have to. It's just a general decent thing. And the way they actually, in most places, in most circumstances, just the way they pay the wait staff to tip is part of it.
Right.
And truth is, if you don't want to tip, don't go out. Just order food home or make it yourself.
Yeah, nobody argues that that shouldn't be the case, that, you know, pay your employees. However, it is the reality that we
live in. Now, I will say, we're getting into a tough part now. And, like, I don't know what side of the argument people sit on, right? Because it's like, get up the minimum wage, right? But then restaurants charge you for that, and then it's like, I got a tip on top.
Right.
So that's tough. And then I met some waiters who are like, I kind of wish they left it lower so people would tip more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I'm like, I don't know which is better or worse for them.
Yeah. I think the worst thing is... Most of the wait staff that I've ever dealt with in my life would rather the lower hourly pay because they made bank off of the tips, right? And that's right. And let's just assume everyone tips average. So it's not that they're great tippers or whatever, but they made a lot more bank. And also the way you get to claim your taxes, in that case, they get to be like billionaires, right? And just claim a little bit. And don't get and it's hard cash.
I was at a bar in Florida, and they have those little things that come out, the little handheld items, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they came out, and it was a predetermined tip. You could change that, but it was 10%, 14%, and 18%. And I told the waiter, I was like, hey, man, just so you know, where's the option? He's like, oh, I can do that for you. And then so I could put in a customized tip. I'm like, they're kind of lowballing you.
He only gave him 3%.
Well, what I'm saying is they're kind of lowballing you.
Right, Florida's lowball, and there's some places I go in Seattle, and it's like 20, 25, and it's like, 30. Hang on, 20. Yeah,
right. Exactly. 20's the ceiling there, bud.
Sorry, my stomach just dropped.
Oh, okay. We got to get out of here.
I got four more minutes in it. Yeah, I'm like, ooh, man, I got to go poo.
Wait, watch the game, Ted.
All right. Best tippers. Steve Carell. My biggest tip, percentage-wise, came from him. Him and his family were kind, down to earth, and a pleasure to serve.
Yeah, he strikes me as that type of guy.
Yeah.
Very quiet, but I think a genuine dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one doesn't shock me a ton. Joe Rogan. This guy says, I waited on about him about 10 years ago. Quiet, polite, low maintenance. Left $100 on a $30 tap.
Not shocked.
Nice.
Not shocked.
Bruce Willis. He tipped. Jesus Christ.
Junior Grissom?
You might have to, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I am not going to make it.
I am dripping poop here.
Bail out
poop
here. Yeah, here's some
other stuff. We only got a couple
Bruce minutes, Willis, do you know how much he tips on people?
Bruce Willis, how much he tips?
For every drink, how much did he tip? Every single drink.
$10.
He tipped $100 for every single drink served.
Every drink.
Friendly, low maintenance, a prince among men.
Okay.
I can believe that about him.
Right.
He seemed to enjoy his life up until his latest medical
episode. His mind's like, going, but...
But he enjoyed his life. Like, I do ridiculous stuff. I get paid a lot of money. Like, share the joy, man.
Yeah. He would not want to go out with me, because I'm not going to have... I'm going to have three or four drinks. He's going to have to tip $400 just for me.
Come on, Bruce. Let's do another shot.
Exactly.
man. Let's make out on the list.
Oh, okay. Here we go. And the king. The king's on the list as well.
Oh, Elvis?
What was the percentage though back then? So I understand the idea. But
do you think the percentage was any different back then?
Doesn't the percentage go up over time? Doesn't that
was the percentage even a thing back then?
Like, I know.
It's been a topic of discussion in the last two decades at this point. But it's like back in his day, like tipping was more of just a courtesy of like keep the change there.
But also the cost of living was extraordinarily less than even relatively speaking, right? So,
but he was also a very generous guy, at least. Look, I'm basing this purely off of the biopic that was on HBO for a while there of him. It's like he seemed like just a genuine, nice, loved everybody type of dude. So it doesn't shock me at all that he's just laying down money.
Went in with some officers, stayed over an hour. They had a meal, a few beers. Elvis left with a $5,000 tip.
Damn.
Oh, my word.
What would that translate to today?
Said he did it all the time. You'd have to think at least $15,000 to $20,000.
I would think more than that.
Yeah, easily.
Right?
Easily.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Okay. That's how that's rolling down. Yeah.
What are you going to watch on television this week? Let's see.
Ted pooping.
Oh, yeah, tonight. Right?
I think he left to go watch the doggone game.
No, there's no game tonight.
He just bailed on us.
Tonight, he's watching his phone in there.
Tonight, you want to watch Apple TV Plus. They have The Last Frontier. In case you're into that.
Okay.
I don't know what else. I don't think there's anything else on it. I'm just trying to.
No, nothing at all.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, that's getting released out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was one movie. Why did we need to make a doggone live action remake of that?
I don't know.
It's like a shot for shot remake. And like, it was already CGI.
On Amazon, John Candy, I Like Me.
I want to watch that.
I plan on watching it, just not tonight.
Yeah.
There are other things going on right now, including a little game down the road and a little game up the road at UW as they're taking
that is correct.
Rutgers in town. So a lot of people are struggling to figure out what they want to watch. Watch baseball, people. There you go. Headlines are on the way. You're listening to
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A woman has her house invaded by hundreds of ladybugs. Fun fact, they will pee on you. Meanwhile, an L.A. woman is prying on old men on dating apps with a huge nose to say achoo. Did you see the size of that schnoz?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Family's upset that cops thought a man was drunk while he was having a stroke. A team save a man having a medical emergency that probably would have croaked. And a delivery driver steals 16 grand worth of people's stuff. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
Think Ted's all right, man?
You're going to tell Ted still moving?
I talked to her tonight. Ted probably got a hemorrhoid.
Someone should actually go check on it.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll notice that Ted is not here.
We're about 12 minutes, 10 minutes deep here.
Did he fall in? Is he okay?
Well, did you guys smell the fart in my car earlier today? We're all together?
No, I didn't.
I think he was grabbing me.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, buddy. Feel better.
Jesus.
Our top story, we go to the lovely world of the internet.
You think you made some back before the end of the show?
I don't know, man. He needs to... We just show face just so everybody knows he's okay. Lovely world of the internet where one woman is the envy of nobody. She shared a video of her situation on TikTok showing that her home has been infested by ladybugs. Coating the windows, sills, walls, and any crevice that they can find, she's claimed that they're making themselves at home as well, urinating on all surfaces, including
her. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Yellow and smelly. Here's the other thing about these ladybugs, all right? So she's just kind of making headlines. Then there was an adjoining story. I guess this time of the year, it's the big migration over there for these ladybugs. But in addition to them peeing on you, so she's not the only person with all these ladybugs in her house. She's got peed on. I don't know why, but also apparently they're carrying certain STDs.
Oh.
I was like, you got
to be kidding. I thought ladybugs were like the friendly, no worry.
But they were like, dude, close your windows, lock your doors. These ladybugs, they will pee on you and they have STDs.
No one voluntarily goes and picks up a bug.
No.
Unless it's a ladybug.
Yes.
If a butterfly lands on you, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, for the most part, if you're going to pick up a bug, it probably will be a ladybug.
Right. I'm with you. So she believes that there's a nest somewhere under her house, in her house, around her house.
It's mating season, dude.
Well, as we're getting cold out here, they're going into hibernation.
Why
do they release those things in gardens? What do they do? They eat something or?
I guess.
They're bugs. They
eat other bugs.
They help the ecosystem somehow. Right. Like, I have no idea. But there's been a wave of warm weather that's come through. So they're wondering if they went into hibernate for the winter and they're like,
we're done.
And then they came out. That would suck. So
I don't know.
It was going to happen either way.
Because
if they cracked out because I'm still waiting for him to walk in, dude.
He's gone. Man, should I go knock on the door?
Oh, maybe, dude. We got a few minutes left. In other news,
I'm leaving. I'm going to go watch that game. I'm not hanging out.
I know, dude. You're going to make me sad. I'm the Mariner fan, Miles.
I've been a Mariner fan for 20 years, too.
Okay. 30 years. To Minnesota,
you got me on that one.
Well, we've got a bad look for a local police department. This one's awful. Officers on patrol witnessed a car make a left turn into oncoming traffic and even hitting the median while they were trying to correct their mistake,
All right.
They conducted a traffic stop due to the erratic driving and determined that the driver was under the influence of drugs and brought him into custody. Pretty open and shut case, right?
Sure.
But now they've got a problem because the man died in their custody.
Oh.
Because he was not suffering from the effects of drugs. He had left his work shift early. He works as a post office worker. He left early, right? Reportedly suffering from a headache and decreased vision. During his traffic stop, he was unable to form a cohesive sentence. And if the examiner at the station had gone through all the required steps, it's a 12-step evaluation. When somebody's brought in for drugs, I learned this through this story. When somebody's brought in, believed to be under the
influence of drugs.
Oh, is he all right?
He's alive.
Jeez, a whiz. That was a long one, buddy. Are you all right? You know, now I feel great.
I bet you do.
You beat the 8 second time.
It just, yeah, I don't know, man. I just started dripping sweat. I was just like, oh, I'm not going to make it.
No.
Okay. I thought I was going to have to puke in the corner of the studio.
Damn, dude.
Hey, Bob, thanks for picking me up.
Yeah, I got you.
So, back to this. You came in on a banger of a story, Ted.
Oh, yeah.
So when somebody's brought into a police station believed to be under the influence of drugs, there is a 12-step medical evaluation to determine if that actually is what's going on with them.
All right.
This guy did like 3 steps and then said, nope, he's on drugs. Didn't even check his pulse or nothing like that. So the thing is that if he had gone through all those required steps, they might have figured out that it wasn't drugs he was suffering through, but a stroke.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
The guy had a doggone stroke and died in custody. They thought that he was under the influence of drugs. So now the family's taking the department to court.
I bet they are. Yeah, they're going to get a lot of money.
That they are. Still in Minnesota, a local Target branch is the latest victim of the calls coming from inside the house.
Uh-oh.
Several customers have called in with complaints over the span of weeks that they're shipped. Deliveries were never received. Shipt is the delivery service for Target.
H-I-P-T, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So now porch pirates are nothing new in this day and age, but it stings a little bit harder when the item never got cold on the porch. Evidence has been collected over a span of time that points to one single perpetrator of these crimes, the very driver tasked with making the delivery.
How would you not think they're going to track it back to you?
Right. The evidence
$16,000 worth of stuff.
Correct. He would set it down, take a picture. It was delivered, and then
pick it up and walk
away. And I thought the same thing.
It's like ring cams, dude. Ring cams.
Come back 5 minutes later in a different car and steal it. Have a buddy tailing it.
Right.
Like your stupid ass in your uniform.
We should not have to teach you how to be a better criminal.
No kidding, dude. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Kansas, where there's still hope for the future. Police got a call about a truck that was swerving in and out of a ditch along a local road and arrived to find the truck stopped with two teenagers on the scene along with the driver. Story goes that the teens, 17 to 19 years old, spotted the truck swerving and quickly recognized that something was wrong. They knew that he was suffering from something. Wasting no time, they pulled in front of the truck and got him to slow down and eventually stop.
What if they drove into the ditch with their car,
right,
and slowed it down, and stopped the car that way.
Right.
Which is admirable.
When officers arrived, they concluded that he was suffering from low blood sugar and was non-responsive.
See, I do a pit maneuver and flip it.
Stop, you son of a... The officers commended the boys for their actions, crediting them with saving the man's life and potential others as well. The city plans to recognize the teens at the next council meeting, and the driver and his wife plan to be there as well to thank the teens.
One more time.
Beautiful story. Men's Room Sports. The Kraken had an excellent showing in their season opener against Anaheim.
Nice.
Winning with a solid 3-1 score here at home. Well done, boys. They're back in action tomorrow with a challenge already as they're hosting the Golden Knights coming into town. That'll be on KHN and Kong tomorrow at 7 p.m. Mariners, root now. Not going to say anything else.
I told you not to hire Tarzan.
I am root.
Seahawks have a 10 a.m. start on Sunday against the Jags in Jacksonville. Lots of college football, NFL football, NBA preseason, NHL hockey, all on the ESPNs, CBS's, Fox, NBC's. Y'all know where they're all at. As far as your weather, traditional fall is here in Seattle. Let's see what... on and off showers all weekend with a temperature hovering in the mid-50s. That's what we got.
Yep.
That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Unwrapped an acoustic holiday tickets for you all weekend starting tonight with the lovely Jolene. Enjoy yourself. Buy those tickets, by the way, KISW.com. Before they sell out, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.